Week 2, Wednesday, Sext. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I see why it's a blessing to be poor. It's all too easy when you have enough to store it all in granaries and slough off thoughts beyond the grave. Assure yourself there will be time and feel secure that matter matters. Knowing that this stuff is really nothing but a bit of fluff that blows away, but blinded by its lure. It's not the wealth, though, that is evil, but the loss of focus. It can still be used to garner friends and open an account in Heaven's bank, where money will amount to something that will never be refused. The problem is to stay out of the rut. I am quaking in fear, Master. Please turn back to me and hear me out. Psalm 55, Part 1. Please give my prayer a hearing, my God, and do not hide away from my plea. Please pay attention to me and listen. My troubles give me no rest and make me scream in pain because of what my enemies are saying about me and the harassment I have from these savages. They are doing what they can to ruin me and are full of rage and hate against me. My heart is broken with pain, and the horror of death has come over me. I'm in quaking and panic, and dread has overwhelmed me. I cried, if only I had wings like a dove to fly away and be at rest. Then I would escape to a far-off land and stay there in the desert. I would speed away to find myself a shelter from this hurricane and tempest. Please destroy them, Yahweh, confuse their tongues, because I have seen the violence and fighting in the city. They patrol it day and night along the walls, but leave corruption and evil inside it. Ruin stays within it, and tyranny and fraud never leave its streets. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I am quaking in fear, Master. Please turn back to me and hear me out. I will call out to God for help, and the Master will come to my rescue. Part 2. And it is not even an enemy who is after me. If it were, I could endure it. If someone who hates me were the one who rose against me, I could at least have hidden from him. But it was you, my companion, the friend I knew so well. We would even ask each other's advice as intimates and walk together in procession to God's house. May death fasten on them and drag them alive beneath the earth, because evil has its home in them and lives among them. But I at least will send my call out to God, and Yahweh will come to my rescue. I will pray night and morning and noon. I will call at the top of my voice, and he will hear my cries. Yes, he restores my soul to peace from the battle against me, and there are so many on the other side. But God will listen to me and beat them back, because he is the same as he was in ancient times. But they will not change either, since they are not afraid of God. And that traitor turned against those who had no quarrel with him. He broke faith with them. The words that came from his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. What he said was slippery as oil, and yet it was a drawn sword. But put your burden on Yahweh's back, and he will carry it for you. He will never let an honest man be dislodged. And, my God, you will bring these people down into the pit of ruin. Bloodthirsty men will not live even half their lives. But I will put my trust in you. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I will call out to God for help, and the Master will come to my rescue. Reading, Isaiah 55, 8-9. My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways, says Yahweh. My ways are as much higher than your ways as the heavens are high above the earth. And my thoughts are that far above your thoughts. God of power and might, who is your equal? Fidelity is all around you everywhere. Dear merciful God, this midday moment of rest is a welcome gift from you. Please bless the work we have begun, correct its defects, and let us finish it in a way that pleases you. We make this request through our Master the Prince. Amen. Let us bless the Master. Thank God.